Senate Democrats appear to be running out of options to pass voting rights legislation this year. Republicans successfully filibustered a bill again yesterday, stopping the Freedom to Vote Act in its tracks, legislation that, among other things, would create a national standard for vote by mail and early voting and make Election Day a federal holiday. Let's talk about what's next, if there is a next, for voting rights with Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and I want to start by hearing from Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, one of the bill's co-sponsors. He spoke with Virginia TV station WVEC yesterday, and he is still talking about how to get some Republicans on board with voting rights.
We want Republican support, and Republican support should be available on a bill like this. But even if they are not going to protect the democracy and people's rights to vote, Democrats will find a way to do that.
So, Jamal, Kaine says Democrats will find a way, but practical terms, what is that way?
You know, it just seems to me there's no way to get this voting rights bill done without having a carve-out in the filibuster. Maybe Joe Manchin and some of the other moderate Democrats don't want to end the filibuster, and there are arguments that say maybe you shouldn't. There has to be a federal response to this.
But they are butting up against strong Republican opposition. You mentioned Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. He's a sort of pivotal swing vote here. And he tried to get some Republican votes, but it didn't work. In fact, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is adamant that, as he puts it, the same rotten core is still in this voting rights legislation, and he will not support it. So is there any version of a voting rights bill that could get 10 Republican votes?
I doubt there is a version that gets 10 Republican votes, which is why you end up having to do something to carve out voting rights exception or some sort of constitutional exception. My guess is they are moving towards some sort of a deal on the filibuster, but they've got to make the political environment one that someone like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are willing to go along with it.
Sinema being another one of those moderate Democratic senators. And of course, their concern is what happens when Republicans eventually come back into power. If we abolish the filibuster wholesale, does that become a problem that bites us in the butt later? I'm wondering,
sure,
though,
but
Jamal,
Republicans are already doing it. I mean, well, that's that argument is like, I'm not going to hit you for fear that you're going to hit me back. Democrats have a chance to govern. They can't let this chance pass them by.
Well, and Republicans are doing a lot of the boxing, Jamal, as you know, at the state level. I'm wondering if Democrats need a new strategy here. If they can't make it work and get a sweeping federal voting rights bill through, should they take a page from the GOP playbook and fight this out in state legislatures?
In the long term, they have to fight it out in state legislatures. I mean, I was part of an effort during the first decade of the 21st century, off of the 2000s, where we were trying to win back state legislatures. Now, what happened in 2010 was there was such a collapse all over the Democratic electorate that Democrats lost the gains they had made in some of these state legislatures and state houses. There has to be another effort like the one that took place in the early 2000s. Howard Dean, among others, were really pushing this 50-state strategy to get Democrats elected everywhere to block just this kind of recalcitrant behavior by Republicans.
And I'll just tick off some of the states that we're talking about here as prime examples. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently signed into law a Senate Bill 1 in that state. It further tightens state election laws, constrains local control of elections by limiting counties' ability to expand voting options locally. We've seen other states like Georgia and Kansas enacting laws that are going to make it harder for Americans to vote. In the bigger picture then, Jamal, how do you see all this playing out in the midterm elections, which are only a year away?
Democrats are going to have to make sure they are making a very concerted effort to get voters to understand the stakes that are at play. It's harder if Donald Trump is sitting on the sidelines. And the more Donald Trump becomes a factor, the easier it is for Democrats to mobilize their voters. So we'll see whether or not that occurs over the course of the next year and a half.
And, you know, Jamal, we're almost a year from Donald Trump losing the White House, almost a year from Democrats taking control of both chambers of Congress. With that kind of power in Washington, are they at risk of having nothing to show after all this work on voting rights in recent months?
Well, technically, it's only been 9 months that Democrats have been in power. So, they won the election a year ago, but they've only been in power for 9 months. But you are right about the fundamental point, which is that if they don't act soon and get these fundamental deals done on infrastructure, voting rights, those are the issues that voters care about. You know, and we spend a lot of time talking about Joe Manchin. But keep in mind, there are senators out there like Raphael Warnock from Georgia who won because there was a surge in Democratic voting in Georgia in the last election, in part. And so if Raphael Warnock loses his election in 2022, the Democrats lose their majority. Joe Manchin, he's not up for election until 2024. He's got a little bit more time to maneuver.
after the clock ticks at different speeds. I take your point. We do have a few months to go before the one-year anniversary for Inauguration Day and not Election Day. We'll see if voters cut the Democrats a little extra slack. We'll talk to you then. That's Democratic strategist Jamal Simmons. Jamal, thanks as always.
Thank you.